But the ancestors, the earth, and each other, our sisters and brothers, have other plans for us, and are dropping us breadcrumbs and leading us home. Brothers and sisters, once we have hopefully absorbed every word Miklos, at such tremendous cost, brought us, we will be turning to full facing our future freedom, attempting to make concrete in our minds its broad outlines in order to keep it in view as we steadily move to it. These are my initial thoughts, which I'll transfer over to a page I'm calling Founding and Realizing a Test Site, not modeled on democracy, but on freedom, premised on leisure is happiness. In this space, we'll probably include a number of thought experiments like, a lot of wars were fought over spices, so people must really like them. How will we get them, these spices, in freedom? And then take other contentious and needed things like energy and ask, how do we do self, not statesman-created, village self-sufficiency as a united global humanity? And we'll be asking our brothers who want to control women's energy, how much do you want to be free? Because the end of class means the end of all ranking, depends on the end of privilege, on the end of the difference, as Fatima's mother put it, on the end of in and out, of the two worlds, as Virginia put it. So, again, how much do we want to be free is the question we must broach with each other, which is acknowledging that it's when we accept the privilege the state extends, parental privilege, education privilege, income privilege, gender and sexual orientation privilege, religious privilege, that we most manifest the state. States extend these privileges for obvious reasons.